It's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and this is the hour we play the pre-war recordings. Let's see what we can find by Blind Willie McTell.
Wake up, mama, don't you sleep so hard. Wake up, mama, don't you sleep so hard. For it's these old blues walking all over your yard. I've got these blues, news I'm not satisfied. I got these blues, I'm not satisfied. That's the reason why I stole away and cried. Blues grabbed me in midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. Blues grabbed me in midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. I didn't have no mama to drive these blues away. The big star falling, mama, it ain't long for day. The big star falling, mama, it ain't long for day. Maybe the sunshine will dry these blues away. Oh, come here quick. Come on, Mom.
Big 80 left Savannah.
Learning did not stop. You ought to start that color farming. When he got them bottle hot, you can reach over in the corner, mama, and hand me my traveling shoes. You know by that I've got them stiff fur blues. Mama, sister got them. Addie got them. Brother got them. Friend got them. I got them. I woke up this morning, we had them stiff fur blues. I looked over in the corner, grandma and grandpa had them too.
All right, boy, let's talk about this razor ball. Down at Razor Ball, even at the Razor Hall, Slewfoot Mose and old Cross-Eyed Joe didn't go in at all. They hung around outside. This is what they spot. What was it? A big crap game in the hall. Started in two fights. Joe got drunk. Light was alone. Went and turned out the light. And that might just Charlie shot his automatic twin. Charlie grabbed his gal and he crossed off 10. Police came and pulled the hall down at the razor ball, I mean ball, down around the razor ball. Turn it, shimmy, she wobbling, shaking you, quit the shimmy, she wobbling, quit shaking your hip. Down at the razor, I mean ball, down around the razor ball. Playing baseball and football and don't get enough. Playing baseball and football and strutting this stuff. Down at the razor, I mean ball, down around the razor ball. Play it a little bit now, put a little good stuff in it. I put that in there. Well, I'd like a good drink of whiskey. Play that thing again. Had another crap game. Was in the hall. Started in two fights. Joe got drunk. That wasn't all. Went in and turned out the light. Mighty big chief shot his automatic twin. The high shaft took the couple and double crossed in. Rest of them came and got the crowd. From down at the razor ball, I mean. Down around the razor ball, shooting crap. Down around the razor ball, playing cards. Down around the razor ball, they was gambling. Down around the razor ball, cutting on the corner. Down around the razor ball. Put a little good stuff there now. I know you like it like that too, Biff, because I'm crazy about it myself. Hit it now. I know you're crazy about it. Talking about the razor ball, I mean, screaming about the razor ball. I had another crap game, was in the mall, started in two fights. Joe got drunk, that wasn't all, went and turned out the light. Put the lights on, Calico, fighting for game, put my head on the list and don't forget to call my name. Police came and got the crowd, down at the razor ball, drinking gin. Down around the razor ball, don't mean football, but down around the razor hall. Neither basketball, but down around the razor ball. Neither golf ball, but down around the razor ball. Bang it a little bit now. I mean that razor ball where I found you. Down around the razor ball where I made love. Down around the razor ball where I left you. Down around the razor ball. Play it now.
Song which I composed when I was on my bed sick. and that all Christian people that know that God is a God that stand by in a time of trouble, even when sickness, when death, y'all never put nobody before God. But when the doctors can't do you no good, God has always got something for every remedy to try on you to do you good, you know. And when I'm lying down, nothing I can do to help myself, and the doctor had to give my case up, I looked toward the sky, thought about what a man that he was, able to speak to the winds, and the wind would obey him, and command the sun to go out, and he would obey him, and command the star to fall from a silver socket, and fall to the ground. They were able to understand God, that God was a God, and they would obey. I began to cry with a loud voice, say, Lord, you've always been my doctor and my me. Lord, you've always been my doctor and my me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Lord, you never lost a battle and my me. All you that have been locked behind prison bar and nothing can do you no good. Mothers cry and try to find somebody to take pity upon you that would, if they thought money would do you any good, to get a lawyer. And the lawyer then fled to try to get you out of a case of an execution crime and send behind the bars, and nothing can do you no good. When you hear the judge begin to say to you that you must die in an electric chair, nothing do you no good. You can look toward the sky and cry, Lord, you've always been my lawyer and my me. Always been my lawyer. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Oh, you never lost the battle.
It's all I want. It's all I want. Time we want to tell somebody something. When you ain't got nobody to talk with you, that's when it makes you feel like you're lonesome by yourself. When you meet people just like yourself, you know, crying like you, you haven't bettered yourself none. But when you meet somebody done cried, they know what to tell you to stop you from crying. You feel like unloosing yourself then. Tell them what's the matter. Oh, Lord. Well, well. Well, I cannot bear my burden by myself, Lord, I cannot bear my burden by myself, oh, Lord, oh, the land on the sea, I want Jesus come and go with me, well, Lord, I cannot bear my burden by myself. Lord, I can't do all of my crying by myself, Lord, I can't do all my crying by myself. Oh, the land on the sea, I want Jesus to come and go with me. Well, well, I cannot do all of my crying by myself. Lord, I cannot go this journey by myself. Well, well, well. Lord, I cannot go this journey by myself. Oh, Lord, all the land on the sea, I want Jesus to come and go with me. Well, I cannot go this journey by myself.
I don't need nobody no how. me, baby, what you want me to do? Tell me, baby, what you want me to do? I'm trying to make some money to send back home to you. Today has been a long, long. Long, oh, long. I have left my baby, but I sure can't see the way.
Yeah, there's Sonny and Brownie, and the tune that St. Louis Jimmy made famous, Going Down Slow. Sonny and Brownie doing their version from 1949, Sonny Terry doing the singing and the harmonica playing, and Brownie McGee there in the guitar. Rounds out an extended set. We started with Three Sides by Blind Willie McTell and his 12-string guitar. First from October of 1927, Mama Tain't Long for Day. We also listened to the classic Statesboro Blues from October 1928, both of those done for the Victor label. And then we listened to a side from April 1930. By this point, he had changed record companies, recording for the Columbia label, and he did that under a pseudonym, Blind Sammy. And we did a tune called Razor Ball, 3 by Blind Willie McTell. Then 3 by the Reverend Gary Davis, We started with a pair of sides. There actually were four sessions in July of 1935. And first we started with Lord, Stand By Me. And we also heard Have More Faith in Jesus, also from July 1935. We wrapped it up with a recording much later, 1949. Well, there was a post-war recording, I Cannot Bear My Burden By Myself. By this point, he actually came from the Carolinas down, I believe in South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, maybe North Carolina. But he was a resident of New York City by this point and recorded this in 1949. Three by Reverend Gary Davis. Then we listened to Scrapper Blackwell and Mr. Scrapper Blues from August of 1928. And we wrapped it up with Sonny Terry Brownie McGee going down slow. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. This hour we listen to pre-war recordings. We're going to listen to a set of classic blues singers. As I always say, since we started the Ethel Waters series, we don't hear too many of them, so try to get at least one block set of classic blues singers during hour number three. We've got three different singers for you, but before we go to the sides by Ida Cox, we'll listen to this piano piece. It's Judson Brown from May of 1930, and You Don't Know My Mind.
You done out my mind, doggone it. You done out, sure done out my mind. Now when you see me laughing, I'm just laughing to keep from crying. I'm gonna away and leave you to worry you off my mind. I can't get along with you, baby. There's no need of me trying, because you done now shut down all my mind. Now when you see me laughing, I'm just laughing to keep from crying. I'm going down to the station to meet the train. My baby on it, I will go insane, because you don't know, you're down on my mind. Now when you see me laughing, I'm just laughing, keep my crying. I'm gonna drink my liquor, stay drunk all the time, try to get the sweet woman off my mind, because you down now, sure down on my mind. Now when you see me laughing, I'm just laughing to keep from crying. I'm just like a traffic cop by women. Let some go to the right, some to the left. I'm not particular about a woman's rooms because I got a room myself, baby. I want a woman with a flat, honey, because you don't know. Shut down on my mind. Now when you see me laughing, I'm just laughing to keep from crying. Know, baby, you down on my mind. Now when you see me laughing, I'm just laughing to keep from crying.
Mama. Because loving is a thing I'm so wild about.
Thank you. for a girl. I want to go back to that old shack down home in Shreveport, way down on Elm Street. It sure would be a treat to be. I've got the blues for the town where I was born. I've got the blues and I've had them since early morn. I'm going back to that town down on the old Red River where the weather's warm. And you don't shake or shiver going by. And I've got my trunk tight and packed. The train is slowed and is waiting there on the track to take me back down home. 'Cause I've got the Shreveport blues.
Well, there's our set of classic blues singers. Well, mostly classic blues singers. We started the set with Judson Brown on piano and vocal for the Brunswick label in May of 1930, and You Don't Know My Mind. Then we listened to Three Sides by classic blues singer Ida Cox. Of the women who made blues records during the 1920s, the classic blues singers, there were around 250 of them, and of that 250, Ida was sort of a latecomer, June of 1923, and that made her number 38. She was the 38th black woman to get in and make a blues record. And the three that we listened to by Ida Cox were I Love My Man Better Than I Love Myself, with Lovey Austin accompanying on piano. That was from July of 1923. Then we listened to Lovin' Is the Thing I'm Wild About, month earlier, June of 1923, also Lovey Austin accompanying on piano. And then we listened to Ida and Lovey Austin and her Serenaders. It was So Soon This Morning Blues from December 1923. And in addition to Lovey Austin on piano, Tommy Lanier on cornet and Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet. Then we listened to classic blues singer Virginia Liston. Poor woman recorded for the OK label, and that meant she was stuck with Clarence Williams, not only as the producer, but as her accompanying pianist. From November 1923, the Shreveport Blues, and Virginia Liston was the 49th woman to make a blues record. We wrapped the set up with one of the real trailblazers, Lillian Brown. Lillian Brown did a thing called the Badland Blues from May of 1921. As I said, Lillian Brown was very early. She was the seventh woman to make a blues record, and they hadn't even been making blues records by black singers for a year when Lillian went into the studio. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Now that we've listened to the classic blues singers, let's listen to the Perryman Brothers. The Perryman Brothers were Speckled Red and Piano Red. And even though they were brothers, they really didn't even know each other. Rufus Perryman was Speckled Red, and he came first. He was born in 1892, and his brother, Willie Perryman, wasn't born until 1911. And they actually, Rufus was out of the house and out of the family by the time Willie Perryman was old enough to remember, and they didn't even meet each other till much later in their careers. They didn't know each other as family, but they met as fellow artists later on in the century. We're going to listen to two by Speckled Red, and then we'll listen to two by his brother, Piano Red, Rufus Perryman and Willie Perryman.
I want all you women folks to fall in line. Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy and you shake it fast. You can't shake your shimmy, shake your yes, yes, yes. Now you the dirty mistreater, rubbing a cheater, slippy in the dust. Your pappy is your cousin, your mama do the Lord, you know. Yonder go your mama going across the field, running and shaking like an automobile. I hollered at your mama and I told her to wait. She slipped away from me like a cat like eight. Now she's a running mistreater, robber and a cheater. Pappy is a cousin, slippy in the dust. Your mama do the dog, the dog. I like your mama, like your sister too. I did like your daddy, but your daddy wouldn't do. I met your daddy on the corner the other day. You know about that he was funny that way. So now he's a funny mistreater, robber and a cheater, slipping in the dust. Your papa is your cousin, your mama do the Lord, the Lord. God made him an elephant and he made him stout. Wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. Made his snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made his tail just to fan the fly. He wasn't satisfied until he made him some eyes. He made his eyes just to look over the grass. He wasn't satisfied until he made it yes. He didn't get it fixed. He wasn't satisfied until it made him sick. It made him sick, Lord, and made him well. You know about that the elephant caught hell. Now he's a dirty mistreater, a robber and a cheater, slippy in the dust. Your papa is your cousin, your mama do the Lord, the Lord.
Cheat!
down in my sleep doing the George.
We had two by Rufus Perryman, Speckled Red, the classic Dirty Dozens. That was the expurgated, the cleaned up version of the Dirty Dozens. If you heard the original lyrics, it would grow hair on your chest. But since we would rather stay on the air, we played the cleaned up version that they recorded originally from September of 1929. And then we listened to Speckled Red. He was accompanied by Willie Hatcher on mandolin, believe it or not, and was a session that included, one of the early sessions that included Robert Nighthawk, or Robert Lee McCoy at that point, in the band, a thing called Doing the Georgie, Speckled Red piano and vocal. That was December 1938. Then his brother, much younger, first The Wrong Yo-Yo from the year 1950, and we're going to grab just a bit of this one from 1954, Big Rock Joe from Kokomo. We'll pause, identify the station, and see you back here with hour number four.
Hello, hello, the Juicy Joe. Big Rock Joe from Kokomo. Is you rich or is you poor? Listen to me while I'll tell you some more. I got a Cadillac car, boy, she's a sight. She's all dressed up in neon lights. She got folks bare ties, gold wire wheels, a little dining room where we eat our meal. Now, baby, if you want to hear some more, this is Big Rock Joe from Kokomo.